On Five Factors, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Disrespect, first. Mendicants, it's simply impossible for a disrespectful and irreverent mendicant with incompatible lifestyle to fulfill the practice dealing with supplementary regulations regarding their spiritual companions. Without fulfilling the practice dealing with supplementary regulations, it's impossible to fulfill the practice of a trainee. Without fulfilling the practice of a trainee, it's impossible to fulfill ethics. Without fulfilling ethics, it's impossible to fulfill right view. Without fulfilling right view, it's impossible to fulfill right immersion. But it is possible for a respectful and reverent mendicant with compatible lifestyle to fulfill the practice dealing with supplementary regulations regarding their spiritual companions. Having fulfilled the practice dealing with supplementary regulations, it's possible to fulfill the practice of a trainee. Having fulfilled the practice of a trainee, it's possible to fulfill ethics. Having fulfilled ethics, it's possible to fulfill right view. Having fulfilled right view, it's possible to fulfill right immersion. Disrespect, second. Mendicants, it's simply impossible for a disrespectful and irreverent mendicant with incompatible lifestyle to fulfill the practice dealing with supplementary regulations regarding their spiritual companions. Without fulfilling the practice dealing with supplementary regulations, it's impossible to fulfill the practice of a trainee. Without fulfilling the practice of a trainee, it's impossible to fulfill the entire spectrum of ethics. Without fulfilling the entire spectrum of ethics, it's impossible to fulfill the entire spectrum of immersion. Without fulfilling the entire spectrum of immersion, it's impossible to fulfill the entire spectrum of wisdom. But it is possible for a respectful and reverent mendicant with compatible lifestyle to fulfill the practice dealing with supplementary regulations regarding their spiritual companions. Having fulfilled the practice dealing with supplementary regulations, it's possible to fulfill the practice of a trainee. Having fulfilled the practice of a trainee, it's possible to fulfill the entire spectrum of ethics. Having fulfilled the entire spectrum of ethics, it's possible to fulfill the entire spectrum of immersion. Having fulfilled the entire spectrum of immersion, it's possible to fulfill the entire spectrum of wisdom. Corruptions. Mendicants, there are these five corruptions of gold. When gold is corrupted by these, it's not pliable, workable, or radiant, but is brittle and not completely ready for working. What five? Iron, copper, tin, lead, and silver. When gold is corrupted by these five corruptions, it's not pliable, workable, or radiant, but is brittle and not completely ready for working. But when gold is free of these five corruptions, it becomes pliable, workable and radiant, not brittle and ready to be worked. Then the goldsmith can successfully create any kind of ornament they want, whether a ring, earrings, a necklace, or a golden garland. In the same way, there are these five corruptions of the mind. When the mind is corrupted by these, it's not pliable, workable, or radiant. It's brittle and not completely immersed in samadhi for the ending of defilements. What five? Sensual desire, ill will, dullness and drowsiness, restlessness and remorse, and doubt. These are the five corruptions of the mind. When the mind is corrupted by these, it's not pliable, workable, or radiant. It's brittle and not completely immersed in samadhi for the ending of defilements. But when the mind is free of these five corruptions, it's pliable, workable and radiant. It's not brittle and is completely immersed in samadhi for the ending of defilements. You become capable of realizing anything that can be realized by insight, to which you extend the mind in each and every case. If you wish, may I wield the many kinds of psychic power, multiplying myself and becoming one again, appearing and disappearing, going unimpeded through a wall, a rampart, or a mountain as if through space, diving in and out of the earth as if it were water, walking on water as if it were earth, flying cross-legged through the sky like a bird, touching and stroking with the hand the sun and moon, so mighty and powerful, controlling the body as far as the Brahma realm. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, with clairaudience that is purified and superhuman, may I hear both kinds of sounds, human and divine, whether near or far. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, may I understand the minds of other beings and individuals, having comprehended them with my mind. May I understand mind with greed as mind with greed, and mind without greed as mind without greed, mind with hate as mind with hate, and mind without hate as mind without hate, mind with delusion as mind with delusion, and mind without delusion as mind without delusion, constricted mind as constricted mind, and scattered mind as scattered mind, expansive mind as expansive mind, and unexpansive mind as unexpansive mind, mind that is not supreme as mind that is not supreme, and mind that is supreme as mind that is supreme, mind immersed in samadhi as mind immersed in samadhi, and mind not immersed in samadhi as mind not immersed in samadhi, freed mind as freed mind, and unfreed mind as unfreed mind. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, may I recollect many kinds of past lives, that is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 1,000, 100,000 rebirths, many eons of the world contracting, many eons of the world expanding, many eons of the world contracting and expanding. May I remember, there I was named this, my clan was that, I looked like this, and that was my food. This was how I felt pleasure and pain, and that was how my life ended. When I passed away from that place, I was reborn somewhere else. There, too, I was named this, my clan was that, I looked like this, and that was my food. This was how I felt pleasure and pain, and that was how my life ended. When I passed away from that place, I was reborn here. May I recollect my many past lives with features and details. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, with clairvoyance that is purified and superhuman, may I see sentient beings passing away and being reborn, inferior and superior, beautiful and ugly, in a good place or a bad place, and understand how sentient beings are reborn according to their deeds. These dear beings did bad things by way of body, speech and mind. They spoke ill of the noble ones. They had wrong view, and they acted out of that wrong view. When their body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. These dear beings, however, did good things by way of body, speech and mind. They never spoke ill of the noble ones. They had right view, and they acted out of that right view. When their body breaks up after death, they're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. And so, with clairvoyance that is purified and superhuman, may I see sentient beings passing away and being reborn, inferior and superior, beautiful and ugly, in a good place or a bad place, and may I understand how sentient beings are reborn according to their deeds. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, may I realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live having realized it with my own insight due to the ending of defilements. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. Unethical. Mendicants, an unethical person who lacks ethics has destroyed a vital condition for right immersion. When there is no right immersion, one who lacks right immersion has destroyed a vital condition for true knowledge and vision. When there is no true knowledge and vision, one who lacks true knowledge and vision has destroyed a vital condition for disillusionment and dispassion. When there is no disillusionment and dispassion, one who lacks disillusionment and dispassion has destroyed a vital condition for knowledge and vision of freedom. Suppose there was a tree that lacked branches and foliage. Its shoots, bark, softwood, and heartwood would not grow to fullness. In the same way, an unethical person who lacks ethics has destroyed a vital condition for right immersion. When there is no right immersion, one who lacks right immersion has destroyed a vital condition for true knowledge and vision. When there is no true knowledge and vision, one who lacks true knowledge and vision has destroyed a vital condition for disillusionment and dispassion. When there is no disillusionment and dispassion, one who lacks disillusionment and dispassion has destroyed a vital condition for knowledge and vision of freedom. An ethical person who has fulfilled ethics has fulfilled a vital condition for right immersion. When there is right immersion, one who has fulfilled right immersion has fulfilled a vital condition for true knowledge and vision. When there is true knowledge and vision, one who has fulfilled true knowledge and vision has fulfilled a vital condition for disillusionment and dispassion. When there is disillusionment and dispassion, one who has fulfilled disillusionment and dispassion has fulfilled a vital condition for knowledge and vision of freedom. Suppose there was a tree that was complete with branches and foliage. Its shoots, bark, softwood, and heartwood would all grow to fullness. In the same way, an ethical person who has fulfilled ethics has fulfilled a vital condition for right immersion. When there is right immersion, one who has fulfilled right immersion has fulfilled a vital condition for true knowledge and vision. When there is true knowledge and vision, one who has fulfilled true knowledge and vision has fulfilled a vital condition for disillusionment and dispassion. When there is disillusionment and dispassion, one who has fulfilled disillusionment and dispassion has fulfilled a vital condition for knowledge and vision of freedom. Supported. Mendicants, when right view is supported by five factors, it has freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom as its fruit and benefit. What five? It's when right view is supported by ethics, learning, discussion, serenity, and discernment. When right view is supported by these five factors, it has freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom as its fruit and benefit. Opportunities for freedom. Mendicants, there are these five opportunities for freedom. If a mendicant stays diligent, keen, and resolute at these times, their mind is freed, their defilements are ended, and they arrive at the supreme sanctuary. What five? Firstly, the teacher, or a respected spiritual companion, teaches Dhamma to a mendicant. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how the teacher or a respected spiritual companion teaches it. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed in samadhi. This is the first opportunity for freedom. If a mendicant stays diligent, keen, and resolute at this time, their mind is freed, their defilements are ended, and they arrive at the supreme sanctuary. Furthermore, it may be that neither the teacher nor a respected spiritual companion teaches Dhamma to a mendicant. But the mendicant teaches Dhamma in detail to others as they learned and memorized it. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how they teach it in detail to others as they learned and memorized it. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed in samadhi. This is the second opportunity for freedom. Furthermore, it may be that neither the teacher nor the mendicant teaches Dhamma. But the mendicant recites the teaching in detail as they learned and memorized it. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how they recite it in detail as they learned and memorized it. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed in samadhi. This is the third opportunity for freedom. Furthermore, it may be that neither the teacher nor the mendicant teaches Dhamma, nor does the mendicant recite the teaching. But the mendicant thinks about and considers the teaching in their heart, examining it with the mind as they learned and memorized it. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how they think about and consider it in their heart, examining it with the mind as they learned and memorized it. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed in samadhi. This is the fourth opportunity for freedom. Furthermore, it may be that neither the teacher nor the mendicant teaches Dhamma, nor does the mendicant recite the teaching or think about it. But a meditation subject as a foundation of immersion is properly grasped, attended, borne in mind, and comprehended with wisdom. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how a meditation subject, as a foundation of immersion, is properly grasped, attended, borne in mind, and comprehended with wisdom. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed in samadhi. This is the fifth opportunity for freedom. These are the five opportunities for freedom. If a mendicant stays diligent, keen, and resolute at these times, their mind is freed, their defilements are ended, and they arrive at the supreme sanctuary. Immersion. Mendicants, develop limitless immersion, alert and mindful. When you develop limitless immersion, alert and mindful, five knowledges arise for you personally. What five? This immersion is blissful now and results in bliss in the future. This immersion is noble and spiritual. This immersion is not cultivated by sinners. This immersion is peaceful and sublime and tranquil and unified, not held in place by forceful suppression. I mindfully enter into and emerge from this immersion. Develop limitless immersion, alert and mindful. When you develop limitless immersion, alert and mindful, these five knowledges arise for you personally. With five factors. Mendicants, I will teach you how to develop noble right immersion with five factors. Listen and pay close attention. I will speak.
Yes, sir, they replied.
The Buddha said this. And how do you develop noble right immersion with five factors? Firstly, a mendicant, quite secluded from sensual pleasures, secluded from unskillful qualities, enters and remains in the first absorption. It has the rapture and bliss born of seclusion while placing the mind and keeping it connected. They drench, steep, fill, and spread their body with rapture and bliss born of seclusion. There's no part of the body that's not spread with rapture and bliss born of seclusion. It's like when a deft bathroom attendant or their apprentice pours bath powder into a bronze dish, sprinkling it little by little with water. They knead it until the ball of bath powder is soaked and saturated with moisture, spread through, inside and out, yet no moisture oozes out. In the same way, a mendicant drenches, steeps, fills and spreads their body with rapture and bliss born of seclusion. There's no part of the body that's not spread with rapture and bliss born of seclusion. This is the first way to develop noble right immersion with five factors. Furthermore, as the placing of the mind and keeping it connected are stilled, a mendicant enters and remains in the second absorption. It has the rapture and bliss born of immersion with internal clarity and confidence and unified mind without placing the mind and keeping it connected. They drench, steep, fill and spread their body with rapture and bliss born of immersion. There's no part of the body that's not spread with rapture and bliss born of immersion. It's like a deep lake fed by spring water. There's no inlet to the east, west, north or south, and no rainfall to replenish it from time to time. But the stream of cool water welling up in the lake drenches, steeps, fills and spreads throughout the lake. There's no part of the lake that's not spread through with cool water. In the same way, a mendicant drenches, steeps, fills and spreads their body with rapture and bliss born of immersion. There's no part of the body that's not spread with rapture and bliss born of immersion. This is the second way to develop noble right immersion with five factors. Furthermore, with the fading away of rapture, a mendicant enters and remains in the third absorption. They meditate with equanimity, mindful and aware, personally experiencing the bliss of which the noble ones declare, equanimous and mindful, one meditates in bliss. They drench, steep, fill and spread their body with bliss free of rapture. There's no part of the body that's not spread with bliss free of rapture. It's like a pool with blue water lilies or pink or white lotuses. Some of them sprout and grow in the water without rising above it, thriving under water. From the tip to the root, they're drenched, steeped, filled, and soaked with cool water. There's no part of them that's not spread through with cool water. In the same way, a mendicant drenches, steeps, fills, and spreads their body with bliss free of rapture. There's no part of the body that's not spread with bliss free of rapture. This is the third way to develop noble right immersion with five factors. Furthermore, giving up pleasure and pain and ending former happiness and sadness, a mendicant enters and remains in the fourth absorption. It is without pleasure or pain, with pure equanimity and mindfulness. They sit, spreading their body through with pure bright mind. There's no part of the body that's not spread with pure bright mind. It's like someone sitting wrapped from head to foot with white cloth. There's no part of the body that's not spread over with white cloth. In the same way, they sit, spreading their body through with pure bright mind. There's no part of the body that's not spread with pure bright mind. This is the fourth way to develop noble right immersion with five factors. Furthermore, the meditation that is a foundation for reviewing is properly grasped, attended, borne in mind, and comprehended with wisdom by a mendicant. It's like when someone views someone else. Someone standing might view someone sitting, or someone sitting might view someone lying down. In the same way,
The meditation that is a foundation for reviewing is properly grasped, attended, borne in mind, and comprehended with wisdom by a mendicant. This is the fifth way to develop noble right immersion with five factors. When the noble right immersion with five factors is cultivated in this way, a mendicant becomes capable of realizing anything that can be realized by insight, to which they extend the mind in each and every case. Suppose a water jar was placed on a stand, full to the brim, so a crow could drink from it. If a strong man was to tip it any which way, would water pour out? Yes, sir. In the same way, when noble right immersion with five factors is cultivated in this way, a mendicant becomes capable of realizing anything that can be realized by insight, to which they extend the mind in each and every case. Suppose there was a square, walled lotus pond on level ground, full to the brim so a crow could drink from it. If a strong man was to open the wall on any side, would water pour out? Yes, sir. In the same way, when noble right immersion with five factors is cultivated in this way, a mendicant becomes capable of realizing anything that can be realized by insight, to which they extend the mind in each and every case. Suppose a chariot stood harnessed to thoroughbreds at a level crossroads with a goad ready. Then a deft horse trainer, a master charioteer, might mount the chariot, taking the reins in his right hand and goad in the left. He'd drive out and back wherever he wishes, whenever he wishes. In the same way, when the noble right immersion with five factors is cultivated in this way, a mendicant becomes capable of realizing anything that can be realized by insight, to which they extend the mind in each and every case. If you wish, may I wield the many kinds of psychic power, multiplying myself and becoming one again, controlling the body as far as the Brahma realm. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, with clairaudience that is purified and superhuman, may I hear both kinds of sounds, human and divine, whether near or far. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, may I understand the minds of other beings and individuals, having comprehended them with my mind. May I understand mind with greed as mind with greed, and mind without greed as mind without greed, mind with hate as mind with hate, and mind without hate as mind without hate, mind with delusion as mind with delusion, and mind without delusion as mind without delusion, constricted mind as constricted mind, and scattered mind as scattered mind, expansive mind as expansive mind, and unexpansive mind as unexpansive mind, mind that is not supreme as mind that is not supreme, and mind that is supreme as mind that is supreme, mind immersed in samadhi as mind immersed in samadhi, and mind not immersed in samadhi as mind not immersed in samadhi, freed mind as freed mind, and unfreed mind as unfreed mind. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, may I recollect many kinds of past lives with features and details. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, with clairvoyance that is purified and superhuman, may I see sentient beings passing away and being reborn according to their deeds. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. If you wish, may I realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live having realized it with my own insight due to the ending of defilements. You're capable of realizing it in each and every case. Walking meditation. Mendicants, there are five benefits of walking meditation. What five? You get fit for travelling, fit for striving in meditation, and healthy. What's eaten, drunk, chewed, and tasted is properly digested. and immersion gained while walking last long. These are the five benefits of walking meditation. With Nagita. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was wandering in the land of the Kosalans, together with a large sangha of mendicants, when he arrived at a village of the Kosalan Brahmins named Ischahanangala. He stayed in a forest near Ischahanangala. The Brahmins and householders of Ischahanangala heard, "It seems the ascetic Gotama, a Sakyan gone forth from a Sakyan family, has arrived at Ischahanangala. He is staying in a forest near Ischahanangala. He has this good reputation. That blessed one is perfected, a fully awakened Buddha, accomplished in knowledge and conduct, holy, knower of the world, supreme guide for those who wish to train, teacher of gods and humans, awakened, blessed. He has realized with his own insight this world with its gods, Maras and Brahmas, this population with its ascetics and Brahmins, gods and humans, and he makes it known to others. He teaches Dhamma that's good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well-phrased. And he reveals a spiritual practice that's entirely full and pure. It's good to see such perfected ones." Then, when the night had passed, they took many different foods and went to the forest near Ischahanangala, where they stood outside the gates, making a dreadful racket. Now at that time, Venerable Nagita was the Buddha's attendant. Then the Buddha said to Nagita, "Nagita, who's making that dreadful racket? You'd think it was fishermen hauling in a catch." "Sir, it's these Brahmins and householders of Ischahanangala. They've brought many different foods, and they're standing outside the gates, wanting to offer it specially to the Buddha and the mendicant Sangha." Nagita, "May I never become famous. May fame not come to me. There are those who can't get the bliss of renunciation, the bliss of seclusion, the bliss of peace, the bliss of awakening when they want, without trouble or difficulty like I can. Let them enjoy the filthy, lazy pleasure of possessions, honour and popularity. Sir, may the Blessed One please relent now. May the Holy One relent. Now is the time for the Buddha to relent. Wherever the Buddha now goes, the Brahmins and householders will incline the same way, as will the people of town and country. It's like when it rains heavily and the water flows downhill. In the same way, wherever the Buddha now goes, the Brahmins and householders will incline the same way, as will the people of town and country. Why is that? Because of the Buddha's ethics and wisdom." Nagita, "May I never become famous. May fame not come to me. There are those who can't get the bliss of renunciation, the bliss of seclusion, the bliss of peace, the bliss of awakening when they want, without trouble or difficulty like I can. Let them enjoy the filthy, lazy pleasure of possessions, honour and popularity. What you eat, drink, chew and taste ends up as excrement and urine. This is its outcome. When loved ones decay and perish, sorrow, lamentation, pain, sadness, and distress arise. This is its outcome. When you pursue meditation on the feature of ugliness, revulsion at the feature of beauty becomes stabilized. This is its outcome. When you meditate observing impermanence in the six fields of contact, revulsion at contact becomes stabilized. This is its outcome. When you meditate observing rise and fall in the five grasping aggregates, revulsion at grasping becomes stabilized. This is its outcome.